North Sound 1.
Friday Sports.
Good evening. Very warm welcome to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. In the next half hour, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. And the Dons are in Ladbrokes SPFL Premiership action tomorrow at home to Motherwell and Dave Galloway. As ever, you've been chatting to the manager.
Yes, and in the wake of that 7-2 game, which wasn't so long ago, the manager says no two matches are the same.
People would naturally assume that if we play well, we should comfortably win the game. And that for us is always a danger. Because we won the last game comfortably 7-2, doesn't mean to say that this game's going to be anything like that. I think we're going to have to work hard. I think they'll have looked at areas where they can improve. They got a positive result last week, which they've been searching for. I'm sure Steve will have shaped the team and tried to come up here with a game plan on Saturday to get the result. So the onus, as always, is on us to try and overcome. I've been really pleased recently with the team, the flexibility of the team. You know, the last couple of games, we've played against two teams who play with a back three, and the flexibility of that has been really pleasing. You know, I thought tactically we got it spot on against Hamilton, didn't score. I thought against Thistle last week, we played in a certain way to try and give us every opportunity to carry that attacking threat. So it shows that the squad, the flexibility within the squad is good, within systems, within personnel. But ultimately, it's all about the result, and we're keen to pick up the 3 points. We've got a corner coming back in into contention now with Andy and Mark Reynolds out. And he's been waiting for his chance, Anthony's shown how good a player he is in his time with us. And he'll be able to come in, and again, that freshness to come and show his abilities is the way the rest of the squad have done recently has been really pleasing. I think the Motherwell players will be doing all they can to get a result, regardless of who's in charge. I think it's clear, it looks like Steve's popular with the players, and I think they'll be trying to get the result. And I think if they get the result, it might give him a better opportunity of wanting it, taking the job on if he wanted it. You know, and I'm disappointed for Mark to lose his job, and I said that a couple of weeks ago, and Motherwell made a change, and whether that proves to be the right call or whatever, who knows, but I think that I thought at the time it was unfair. Obviously, they have an interim manager in Steve who knows the club, so the game's about the players anyway, and I'm sure that the players will come up here eager to make amends for the last time out. We've got to expect a tough match and expect to fight for everything we get. I think when it comes down to this stage of the season, when the games start to run out, you're always aware of the importance of significant weekends like this, you know. And I think that, but ultimately, it's still the same 3 points, and it's just all about us winning more games, and hopefully we can win enough games between now and the end of the season to finish above the rest of the teams. That's the objective. So we can't get too hung up on what's happening elsewhere. We've just got to concentrate on the job in hand.
Now, we've also been speaking to Kenny McLean. In a moment, he talks about Peter Pollitt's summer departure to MK Dons. But first, he says he's pleased with his club form, and now he's knocking on the Scotland door.
I need to get in the mind of the manager, you know, the international manager, and I can only do it week in, week out here. So hopefully my performances are going well enough to get considered. But if not, you just work harder. You know, being there before has made me more hungry, if you like, to get back in the squad. And, you know, I'll always do as much as I can to get there. But, you know, the squad's announced on Monday. What will be, the manager will pick his team. It'll be, you know, some great players in the country that can be there. But if I'm there, delighted. If not, I'll work harder for the next one. Of course, it's disappointing to lose someone of Pete's quality. I think since he's been here, going back to when I was playing against him, he was always such a threat. He's been a big player for this club for a long time. But I think in his own mind, things have kind of stalled maybe in the last year or two, and he's not got as much game time as he liked. And I think it's time for him to move on. And that's his thinking. So, you know, we need to respect that. I think the fans need to respect that. As I say, what he's done for this club has been brilliant. You know, he's been involved in successful teams. I think the fans will appreciate that. And for now, at the end of the season, knowing Peter like I do, nothing will change. If he's picked to play, he'll give everything.
Good evening, you're on North Sound 1's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott, joining me tonight, Dave Galloway and Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, if we just start with Peter, I think he goes with everyone's blessings. And as Kenny said, we know that he'll give 110% in the time he's left, because he wants to go with a Scottish Cup winner's medal.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a disappointment to see Peter go, but it's entirely understandable. He wants game time. at the age of 26, now is the time that he has to decide whether he stays or goes. He's opted to go, and everybody, I'm sure, will wish him the very best of luck, and it would be the ideal scenario, wouldn't it, to finish his Aberdeen career at Hampden with a Scottish Cup winner's medal in his pocket. But a top-class guy, you couldn't meet a nicer person, great family, and, you know, he's a dad now. He's got to think about his family, and the chances are that he would probably make a lot more money down in England with MK Dons than he possibly could up here in Aberdeen. But it's also a chance for him to reignite his career, because he has been a bit part player for the Dons in the last couple of seasons, and if he gets regular game time down there, I think he'll be a big hit.
Yeah, I'm sure, as you say, he does go with everyone's best wishes, but and hopefully, you know, as the manager was saying in press yesterday, his best games in a red shirt are still to come.
Yeah, well, he has given us some great memories. He's got a lot of skills and attributes in his locker. I was really impressed with him against Partick Thistle. The manager handed him a starting slot, and he was excellent. There were a few good individual performances, but he was one of the best players on the park for me. So if he keeps that up, we're not going to go far wrong.
And as far as Kenny McLean's concerned, you know, the Gordon Strachan names his squad. We know Tony Dock will be there, and when he names the squad, but you know, Kenny's certainly playing in the form of his life right now.
He is. I mean, he's an excellent player. I mean, he can do a defensive job, he can do an attacking job, he's got a terrific range of passing, he's excellent in the air, and he just brings that extra dimension, I think, to Aberdeen's play. And Gordon Strachan can surely look at that and say, well, I can use those attributes with Scotland, so I hope he is in the squad.
Yep, well, let's turn our attention to tomorrow's game. We've heard the thoughts from the Aberdeen camp. Let's get their interim manager, Stephen Robinson.
We'll be very prepared. You know, we've worked all week on something we're trying to do. We looked at a lot of the things that happened in the game. They got beat 7, and there's a lot of individual errors in that. You know, and you need to take that out simply. If you take the individual errors out, we're going with the game plan. You know, it's a tough game. Aberdeen, I believe, have only lost 2 at home all season. Second best defensive record, and you know, second best scoring record behind Celtic. So we're under no illusions. It's a tough game, but we're not going there just to lie down. We're going there, you know, and I think the players owe themselves a performance, and the fans a performance, and that's what I've demanded first and foremost. Give us a performance, and you know, the result will take care of itself.
Steve Robinson there. Yeah, the Motherwell players must be coming up, Andrew, still, you know, smarting the fact just how, you know, totally well beaten they were last time they came, and it was only a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's still fresh in the memories. But I think it will be a much tougher game, although looking at the Motherwell squad, there are doubts about Ben Hennigan and Zach Jules, so they're struggling for central defender. Carl McHugh's another one who could play in that position who is doubtful. Louis Moult is suspended. That's their main goal threat. He scored 14 goals for them this season. Scott McDonald will be there, of course. He missed the 7-2 game because he was suspended. But I think there are weaknesses in that Motherwell side that Aberdeen can exploit. And we've got players who seem to enjoy playing against the Steelmen. Adam Rooney, for example, always seems to score against them. Johnny Hayes invariably runs riot against whoever he faces in the right back or left back position. So I think Aberdeen can be very confident, because you look at our home record, it's excellent. We've won our last 7 in the bounce, and we've had 5 clean sheets in the last 6 home victories. The only team to score against us, ironically, Motherwell, of course, when, you know, we lost 2 sloppy set piece goals, but the mitigating factor there was that we were 6-0 up at the time when we lost the first one, and when the second one went, and we went straight up the park and scored another goal to make it 7. But it won't be a 7-2 game, I wouldn't imagine, tomorrow, but I can still see Aberdeen winning it comfortably.
And it's Community Trust Day tomorrow, which means there'll be a couple of thousand additional fans, many of whom haven't been to Pittodrie before, so it'll be good to put on a wee show for them.
Yeah, that's excellent. A great initiative by the club and the Community Trust. As we know, they do so much for the area. It's a great partnership, and it's going from strength to strength. So hopefully the 2,000 fans, they like what they see, and they'll start paying their own way to come back, and they'll come back again and again.
Okay, we'll stay with you, Dave, for your team that you think will start the game tomorrow afternoon.
Right, Joe Lewis in goals. At the back, Shea Logan, Ash Taylor, Anthony O'Connor and Graham Shinney. in front of them, Johnny Hayes, Ryan Jack, Kenny McLean and Niall McGinn. And I've got Peter Pollitt off Adam Rooney.
Andrew?
I think we might go with a back three tomorrow. So Lewis, Logan, Taylor, O'Connor, McGinn, Jack, McLean, Shinney, Pollitt, Rooney and Hayes. So yeah, pretty much the same side as Dave just named there. But it'll be interesting to see how we'll line up, because that has been something that's been very noticeable about the Dons in recent weeks. The fluidity of the playing system to suit the particular opponent.
Yeah, well, Dave pinched your one to watch last week, Andrew, so we'll let you go first.
Right, I'm going to go for the man that scored the winning goal last week, Graham Shinney, because he's in a good vein of form, and getting that goal will just boost his confidence. And he said that he's been scoring goals in training but not replicating it in match situations. He's got that goal now, so I can see him going on to even better things than he's been producing so far.
I was thinking of going for Graham Shinney, so it's 1-1. Ryan Jack for me, Dave. He's been playing so well of late. Great he's made such a quick recovery from his ankle injury. I would really love to see him named in the Scotland squad on Monday. Whether he will or not is a different matter, but I think he deserves it.
And we'll stay with you for the scoreline.
The scoreline, I have 3-0 written down here. 3-0 Aberdeen.
I've got 3-0 in my iPad there.
I've got 4-0.
All right.
Right. So
so you're going back to being the most optimistic.
Right, back
although
to
you
basics.
Got it right last week with your 1-0, yeah. Which is the least optimistic prediction you've ever had.
Yep, I did.
ever.
Dave, you've also been chatting to the chairman about off-the-field matters this week.
Yes, there's been a lot said on both sides of the fence, whether you're for or against the proposed new development at Kingsford incorporating the stadium and training facilities. He told me when we had a chat this week that, you know, it's vital for the city's economy that this goes ahead.
If it is turned down, that sends out a horrendous message from Aberdeen City and from the whole region. We are fortunate here as a city and region. We've had massive inward investment over the last 30, 40 years because of North Sea Oil. That is no longer the driver for future investment into the city. We've got to find other things that are going to attract that investment. And we believe here, you know, there's an opportunity for the city to send out a real message. And we want people to come here and invest in this city. What's vitally important now is that everyone is committed to building up that momentum. You know, it's great to see the work that's been done within the city centre redevelopment, the new exhibition centre that's underway, the new harbour that's going to be developed at Cove. What we want to see is a city alongside all these key infrastructure projects, because a stadium with top-class modern facilities is a vital piece of infrastructure for the city and the region.
And North Sound News did a wee survey of their own this week.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. We did a Twitter poll about this on North Sound News. Almost 1,000 people voted, a terrific response. And out of those who took part, 88% voted yes.
This is North Sound One's Friday Sport. It's the Dons at home to Motherwell in the Premiership tomorrow. That kicks off at 3 o'clock, as does all bar one of the games, starting off, Andrew, with Hearts against Hamilton.
Well, Hamilton, obviously their last game was a victory against us, somehow, in the league that is. Of course, they lost 6-0 to Rangers in the Cup in the interim. And Hearts, they are struggling. Both sides missing players because of suspension. Ismael Goncalves, the striker for Hearts, is out, as is Darian McKinnon. And I can see this one being a doer battle and ending up all square. 1-1, perhaps.
Okay, Partick Thistle against Inverness, Cali Thistle.
Well, Partick, they were on a great run before they lost at Pittodrie last weekend in the Scottish Cup quarter-final. They had 4 wins and 4 shutouts. I take them to return to winning ways with a narrow 2-1 victory.
Down in Ayrshire, up in Ross County, up in Dingwall, Ross County against Kilmarnock.
Killy make the long trip up to Dingwall without Gary Dicker and Rory McKenzie, who are suspended, and I think that will severely weaken their chances of getting a win. I think Ross County are strong enough at home that they can get a much needed victory, but it's so tight in that part of the table, but I do feel home advantage will swing it to Ross County.
And one that you'll be at, Dave, the Tayside Derby, St Johnstone versus Dundee.
Yeah, looking forward to it. A Tayside Derby is invariably a pretty keenly contested affair. There's plenty riding on this one. A Saints win virtually guarantees them a top six place, but Dundee, they sit seventh. They're desperate to keep pace with Partick. They're just 2 points behind Partick. Should be an entertaining one. I'll go for a 2-2 draw.
And at high noon on Sunday, Celtic against Rangers. Just in case you missed the fact, there's an Old Firm game this weekend.
Is there?
Is there one? I haven't seen anything mentioned about it all week. I must have been on Mars. Anyhow, you can only see one outcome there. Celtic flying high, Rangers still in crisis, still haven't got a manager, for goodness sake. I mean, how long does it take to be able to attract somebody and get them appointed? I mean, every other club in the country seems to manage. If they lose their manager, they have somebody in place virtually the following day, but not Rangers. And I just cannot see Rangers getting anything out of this at all. I think if Celtic really want to go for it, they could win this by 3 or 4 clear goals, if not more.
Yeah, I think Rangers, the club that the chap sat just now in Qatar, didn't seem particularly bothered that he was going. They seemed quite glad to see the back of him, judging by their statement. But interesting times. But yeah, we'll get a wee prediction for you on that one, Dave.
I tend to agree with Andrew wholeheartedly on this one, Dave. It's a question of how many. Can't see Rangers creating any impression at all. I'll go for 4-0 Celtic.
OK, in League One tomorrow, Peterhead at home to Brechin City. Here's Peterhead boss Jim McAnally.
We need to put everything to the side and make sure we start picking up points to make sure that we stay in this league. If you can have a fourth downwards, it's unbelievable. And at the end of the day, as I've always said, somebody's got to go and somebody's got to win the relegation playoff. So we've got to do our utmost to make sure that it's not us.
Yeah, is it a case of, while you've got faith in your players, obviously, no team is too good to go down?
Exactly. The other thing is, I spoke to them about the other night, is even the amount of games that we've lost, and you come away saying, we didn't deserve that, we were better than them. What I reminded them the other night was, it's a results business. You know, whatever we've got to do to win football matches, we need to do, and that's what other teams seem to do better than us. They grind it out, and sometimes we're too neat and tidy, and we do play some decent stuff, but this last quarter of the season is going to be about just trying to pick up points, and regardless of how we do it, we just need to do it.
Jim McAnally there. So tough times for Peterhead, and it's a cup and league action in the Highlands.
Yeah, it's a semi-final day in the Breeden Highland League Cup, where Brora Rangers meet Cove Rangers and Turriff United face Fermartin United. So two cracking ties there. In the Menzies Distribution North of Scotland Cup, Forest Mechanics will entertain Clach. In the P&J Highland League, Devon Vale take on Inverurie Local Works. Huntly make the short journey up to Keith. It's Nairn County against Fort Will, Rothes against Fraserburgh, and Wick Academy against Bucky Thistle. Now, that one is due to have a pitch inspection at 8:30 tomorrow morning. If the game is off, they will try for a 3 p.m. Sunday kickoff up at Harmsworth Park. I think there was a talk of possibly seeing if they could flip the fixture over, because Wick have still to go to Bucky, but I think because there will be corporate deals in place, they want to get it played up at Wick this weekend if at all possible. So hopefully the weather relents and allows them to play that game, because if Bucky were to win it, and there's no guarantee that they'll do that because Wick are a decent side, but if the Bucky do win, they'll go back to the top of the Highland League.
OK, and the juniors, again, it's league and cup action. The McBookie.com Super League, Dufftown against Bank St Ternan. Colony Park, they go to Leaders Dyche. Newborough Thistle against Cooter, and if Newborough Thistle's pitch isn't playable, that one will be switched to Crombie Park. Stonehaven against Maud in the GA Interregional Cup fourth round, which is the quarterfinals. Our only surviving team is Hermes. They're away to Broughty Athletic in the PMAC Group McLemmon Cup quarterfinals. Bank City take on Devonside. Horace United versus Inverness City. In the First Division East, Cruden Bay against Fraserburgh United. Ellen United alongside Sunnybank Aberdeen University. That one played at the Hill Head Centre. And in the AM Property Maintenance Morrison Cup in Group 1, Stonywood Parkvale against East End. And in Group 2, Buckenhaven Hearts versus Glentanner. Elginshire Cup, Group 1, Nairn St Ninian against Burghead Thistle. Newmacher United versus New Elgin. Group 2, Forest Thistle versus Islevale. Archibald Cup, Group 1, White Hills against Lewis United. And then finally in Group 3, Montrose Rose Lee against Fochabers. Rugby now, and Scotland Rugby Union head coach Vern Cotter says they're not thinking about their poor away record against England ahead of tomorrow's Six Nations match. They've not won at Twickenham in 34 years. Cotter says that detail's irrelevant.
To be perfectly honest, it hasn't been discussed a lot within the team. Neither is Calcutta Cup, Triple Crown, nothing. It has been discussed as content of the game and trying to get the content right and try and keep organisation structure so that we can perform at our best.
Baron Cotter there. Well, I think there's hope, Andrew, that at long last that record's there to be beaten, but England are pretty formidable at the moment.
They are, and you know, they've, like Aberdeen Football Club, they've found ways of winning when they're not playing at their best. They've scraped through some games, but they've come out on the right side of the scoreline. If Scotland are at their very best, yes, we've got a chance. And the good thing is we're going down there with a wee bit of expectation rather than just blind hope. And more often than not in recent years, it's been hope that we could avoid getting an absolute hiding down at Twickenham. So one to savour, but it's incredible that it's 34 years since we last won at Twickenham. And there's been an awful lot of very good players who've played for Scotland in that intervening period, but just haven't found the way to win at England's home of rugby. But I would love to see Scotland winning down there tomorrow.
Absolutely, and what a finale it would set up for with Italy still to come if Scotland were to get the points tomorrow.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, Dave. I mean, you know, records are made to be broken. England are actually going for a world record of consecutive test, rugby test match victories. Be great if Scotland could stop them in the tracks, but more importantly, we should concentrate on trying to get a historic win for ourselves rather than the fact that we would defeat England. And I think brilliant victories over Wales and Ireland in this campaign so far, they have to give us hope. I think this is undoubtedly the best Scotland team in recent years.
Yeah, fingers crossed that Scotland and the Dons make it a good weekend. That's just about your lot for this week on Friday Sport. Back at the same time next week. Remember, the Dons in action tomorrow afternoon, Community Trust Day at Pittodrie. The Dons against Motherwell, kick off 3 p.m.